What up, what up, what up, beautiful people? You know what it is. It's your boy, Keanu Banks, back in the building. I'm here, you here, we here. You know how we do. Anyways, man, it's been wild. This episode, or at least part of this episode, I want to dedicate actually to two amazing, beautiful souls who are no longer with us. A couple weeks ago, I lost my grandmother just due to old age. She was in her early 90s. And that was tough. I mean, you never really, it's inevitable, right? We all got a time to go and whatever. But, you always, for whatever reason, think that, people are going to be here longer. And she was here a long time. But when my grandfather passed 2 years ago, I remember her telling me she was tired. And of course, she was, when people in upper age say they're tired, then that just means, hey, I'm ready to go. And my grandparents were married 65 plus years. So, when the person you've known your whole life is gone, I can only imagine what that feels like and how that is to not have that person around, at least in the physical form anymore. So for the last couple of years, she was saying she was tired, and that doesn't make it any easier, but, it's definitely emotionally draining. I podcast a lot and try to keep things positive in perspective, but this is real life stuff. It's hard when you don't live around, right? I live in Arizona. My grandma and some of my family's in Washington State, if you don't know. And, there's a lot that goes into it. And then there's all these emotions and different questions and things that, like, funerals and stuff cost a lot of money. And then it's like, why is everything money? Why does everything have to, like, even when you die, you have to pay? Like, what? And I know that this is just something that somebody somewhere came up with as a business idea, and they make money off it, but like, that's the surface of it. And it bothers me because I'm like, this is dumb. Like, you talking about thousands and thousands of dollars to bury a body? Like, huh? So anyways, man, my grandma's funeral was beautiful. A lot of people came out, and we were trying to keep it small. Still probably over 100 people showed up because she was that great of a person. And it's interesting because my grandparents' house is still there, and now, of course, neither one of them are around. So it's kind of weird, and this is not in a bad way. It's like even walking up to my grandparents' house, there's like a certain smell. And it doesn't go away. It's like a good smell. And so it brings all these memories. And of course, there's pictures and all type of stuff in there. But the memories that are priceless from, back in the days, parties and making all the kids go in the back room and stay in the back room. Don't come out this room unless it's an emergency type stuff, to like holidays there and just the people that would be around. And, part of me was like, man, I don't know what they're going to do with the house. Just sell it, get rid of it, it's over. And then, my whole family was there. So shout out to them. And it was kind of cool. It was kind of nostalgic to have, like, one of my uncles from Cali there. And he's, like, sitting in the chair that my grandfather would sit in and my grandma would sit in. And I have a family that loves sports. And so we always would watch, like, football, basketball, whatever's on, like, collectively. And so we still did that, and it made me realize that, man, it just the energy and the way you do things just transfers into the next generation and the next generation or whoever's still living. So, hopefully the family keeps the house and keeps these memories going. I would love for us to have like a reunion or something once or maybe twice a year, just, close friends and family just to be at the house. Cause it just felt good. And the other thing that's kind of dope is when grandma had like a garden and an apple tree and a pear tree in her backyard. And now the apple tree is like hanging over and there's apples everywhere and deer, random deer, just come through the neighborhood, and they're in her backyard eating the apples. So I guess the word got out, and they're like, yo, we got a spot. We know where the buffet of apples is at. And like every morning, they'd be in the backyard just chilling and eating, living their best life. So anyways, I thought that was kind of cool. This is me just venting. So this podcast may be different from some of the others, but I'm letting you inside my life. That's why it's called Inside the Arsenal. You know, it's been tough because, not even a week, maybe it's been a week. I don't even know. After that, I woke up one day recently and I was like, something ain't right. Something did not feel right. It didn't feel right in my spirit. I was off the whole day energetically. I didn't know what it was. And I open my phone, I get on social media to find out that one of my young boys, one of my little homies, man, was dead. And I'm like, this ain't real. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, John Smith. You know, this kid was 31 years old and got killed outside a nightclub trying to help, defend a woman who was being sexually assaulted, at least from the news articles that I've read and from the news stories I've seen. And John Smith was an amazing person, like always positive, upbeat. And when I say young boy, I mean that in the sense of like a lot of us grew up playing basketball together. And when you play sports, for people that play sports, you know, when you see the potential in someone and you just kind of have to wait and see and watch them grow into their greatness. Now, they still got to work and everything like that. But we used to go to the park, shout out to Wonderwood Park, and we would battle out there. And when you're older, even though you see potential in the younger kids, you toughen them up. Like that's how it goes down. It's like you get toughened up until it's your turn. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way we came up, where the guys older than us, you know, maybe we, you know, you have a love for the game and a passion and you believe in yourself and you want to be great. And there's some things you just have to wait on, like strength and size and jumping ability, right? Like, so we used to get, you know, we knew we could beat some older cats, but they had strength over us and, you know, maybe a higher basketball IQ at the time and more experience. And so John was the little homie, man, and he would come out there but he had that it factor. He had that drive, that passion, that purpose. And we would kind of bully him, and not in the way that people use bullying now. We were just toughening him up because we saw what was there. And I just remember one day, I don't even remember the details of what happened. I just know we were pushing him around a lot and he didn't like it. And, you know, very competitive dude. And I remember him leaving the court, yelling at everybody like, I'm gonna get all y'all. I hate y'all. And you know, he didn't mean it like for real, but that was the like, there's nothing I could do about it. They're pissing me off moment. Right. And, yeah, he did that and was pissed and then just worked hard all the time. And, you know, I left and moved to Arizona and other people moved away and whatever. And it was beautiful to see him go to State University in Calgary, Canada. Not only go there, but, you know, get on the team, become the leader of the team. I believe they won two championships back to back. He was the leading scorer. He's the MVP. He broke records for the most amount of threes. And let me tell you, we call him Lil Durant or Baby Durant. We've been calling him that for years because he plays like Kevin Durant, but he's left-handed. And John had one of the coldest left-hand step back shots that I've ever. Like, there's nothing you could do about it. You know what I mean? It's probably kind of like how James Harden is now, but he been had it, you know what I'm saying? And it's bittersweet because typically when someone passes away or something, I can channel the energy, which I've been trying to do, and bury it and then use it as fuel for my own stuff. And this one has been harder. Like, I've cried more than I even cried when my grandma passed. because this was like unexpected totally. And then when you find out, you know what I'm saying, your little homie got murdered over some dumb shit, then it's like now there's anger and this person is still walking free. And when I heard about it, I knew right away, like, yo, this is over some stupid stuff. There's no way this kid is so positive. He volunteers. He does all the, he checks all the boxes that you could check for a positive, upright, standing citizen, whatever you want to call it, man. He's the poster child of caring and treating everyone with love and stuff like that. And it's just like over some BS, LDE. And if you don't know what that means, then I don't know, Google it. Some little LDE person who couldn't let their pride and ego get out the way, trying to assault a woman and got mad because a real man and a real king and a lion stepped in and shut it down. And instead of being a man about it, and maybe you want to throw hands or something, we live in a world of cowards. So a coward want to pull out their gun and shoot somebody and kill them over nothing, essentially. You know what I mean? And I really be trying to find like the positive in the whatever in situations. But sometimes it's like, yo, man, there's something in me that's like, I'm a fan of like an eye for an eye. Like, go get this dude. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's just my emotional side talking, but I'm tired of like, hey, let's just pray about it and whatever. When there's people like this walking the face of the earth who are miserable and their only existence is for them to destroy someone else's life and legacy. And this was a beautiful person. You know what I'm saying? From the inside out, this was an amazing human being that was always talking about doing the right thing. Who even 6-7 months ago had posted, we need to do a better job about protecting and taking care of our women or women in general. That was what John said. And right after my grandma passed, that dude messaged me. The last message I got from him was, hey, man, I'm sorry about your grandma. I love you, big bro. Like, keep doing your thing. And then, you know, he had started modeling and stuff. And I used to do modeling stuff. I mean, I still do, but I don't really, whatever. But anyways, so he had asked me to share some stuff that he was working on. And I told him for sure. Like, you know, and he said, I just got to keep moving forward just like you. You know what I mean? And just like, I'm still like, it just sucks. It's like, yo, this dude was the right dude doing the right things. Now, is there some beauty in it? Sure. Like, all the homies has brought a lot of us together. You know, it puts life in perspective. But, man, and I know, when it's people's time, it's their time. All that stuff be sounding cool, man. But I don't feel like this was supposed to be his time. And obviously, I'm wrong because he's no longer here. You know what I'm saying? Like that. But, man. Even listening to an interview was funny. Listening to an interview one of his coach, his college coach, was saying they were down by two in a game and about 10, 12 seconds left. And coach called timeout and they get in the huddle, whatever. Coach draws up a play, whatever. And he's like, John just looked at me and was like, don't worry about it, coach. I got you. And he's like, you know, as a coach, I'm kind of like rolling my eyes like, yeah, all right. And they go out there and there's video footage of this. And John hits it with the famous step back three and wins the game. And he said, and the coach said he just looked over and winked at him. And that's John, like the most confident. I played with him at the park. And then later in life, we actually played in a church league in Washington before he went to Canada to live out his dreams. And I mean, it was just fun. And he was just funny and high energy. But he was an assassin on the court. Like, it wasn't even fun. Like, there's nothing you could do about it. And so once he, like, put on a little bit of size, some strength, and then got even more confident with what he could do after, you know, being in college and training more, man, it was just a thing of beauty just to watch. Like, I'll watch his highlights from college. And he would post stuff on his Instagram, and I would always just make sure I tuned in. But I would be lying if I sat here and said my heart is not broken in the last few months, probably since July. Since the middle of July, early July, it has been a lot going on. I will just say that. And on the beautiful side of life, as life is a continuous cycle. I'm a godfather again to a young, beautiful girl. So that helped lift my spirit somewhat. But I'm no matter what I'm doing or what it looks like for those of you that follow me on Instagram and stuff like that and see my fitness stuff, like it, just being transparent, I am hurting inside and I'm trying my best to navigate that. And I know that pain is necessary in life. So I'm doing my best to take all this pain and frustration and anger and channel it into greater things. I typically use them in my workouts, whether I'm lifting or boxing. I just have to, but I have not stopped thinking about John since this thing happened. Every time I see a picture or I see the article, is different emotions just flood me. And, you know, I tear up and I'm not about to sit here and act like, oh, you man, don't cry. Like I've cried and I still cry. I'm tearing up even talking about it. And I still don't even want to believe it. And, you know, he had a girlfriend and he was talking about, you know, she was the one and he wanted to start a family one day. And so it's been tough. And usually I navigate these things in silence and I don't really talk about it, but I feel like it would be okay for me to come on this podcast and just vent a little, in hopes that it doesn't come across as negative, because I don't want that either. But holding it in doesn't help anyone. It definitely ain't going to help me. So I have my boys back home and some people close to me that I'm able to converse with and have real candid conversations and being transparent. And it's helping us, I think, as men become more open with each other. I feel like more of my friends now or my homeboys now are, you know, we're telling each other we love you. And it's something that we probably wouldn't have said before. It's just kind of, you could say, assumed or just known anyway. But, you know, it's just, I don't even think you realize how, like, I don't realize how emotional things can be. Because I'm usually the one that's being there for everybody else. So I, you know, going home to my grandma's funeral and, you know, viewing the body was not easy, but, you know, I still made myself do it. And at least I have the memories of, I was just there in April and, you know, she and I hung out and, you know, I guess that's your closure. And so I say all that to say, like, no matter what, you guys, like, don't take life for granted. I know it sounds cliche, but live your best life as best you can, you know, do the things that make you happy, because genuine happiness, I think, helps the hurt. It helps the pain. And that doesn't mean you have to fake it. You know what I mean? Acknowledge it. When people ask me now, hey, how are you? Okay. I'll be like, no. When I'm not okay, I'll tell you no. And it takes a lot because I'll say yes. And 9 times out of 10, people won't even know 99% of what's going on with me internally or what emotionally. But in this last like couple months, I just had to be like, yo, I'm not okay, but I will be. And, you know, that's just what it is, man. So rest in peace to John. Rest in peace to my beautiful grandmother. And prayers and positive vibes and positive energy and understanding and healing for anybody else out there that is dealing with people passing away and deaths and whatever. You know, here's a little more history. usually in my life, the months of October to January are very difficult. And I don't know why, but the more I became aware and more alert about certain things, it was something I think I realized about 3 years ago. And then, you know, my dad passed away, you know, going on 11 years, I think now. His birthday is on Tuesday. And so that's not like, oh my God, like he'd been gone, but it's still, you know, that energy. And then it's like, oh, the birthday and the memories. And so it's bittersweet, man. It's an emotional roller coaster up and down, but I know we all go through it and we can all grow through it. So, you know, do your best to find, I guess, because I'm a solution driven person, I will say this. Do your best to find positive outlets when the darkest of times, in the darkest of storms come rolling through, because it's easy to fall into a depression. It's easy to rely on outside substances. It's easy to bury your head in the sand, so to speak. All those things are easy to do. However, the outcome of those things can be even darker. It can lead you down a whole different rabbit hole and take your life in a whole different area that maybe you weren't even meaning to go. I guess in layman terms, it's more like, hey, don't lose yourself in the midst of your pain and frustrations and stuff like that. And while I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself out loud. Because I think a lot of times people don't have a positive outlet. Now, that doesn't mean don't take the time you need to grieve and address what is going on currently. Because I'm the person that will, maybe I'll take a day off and I'm like, that's enough, because I don't want to sit in it and just marinate in it. I love what I do for a living. I love helping people. I love fitness, and it just helps me. It's therapeutic. So it helps me feel better, even though I'm hurting, if that makes any sense to anybody listening. And I still am accepting the reality of what is, but I can't just sit and be like, okay, well, I need a week or until I feel 100% again. The helping someone else because I'm able to, because I'm capable, it helps me move forward. It helps me start the process. Now, I might sit alone and cry. I might watch videos of John and cry, or just look at pictures of my, I have me and my grandma picture saved on my phone as like the back screen or whatever. And that makes me smile. And it's a reminder of like, yo, you got to keep going. You got to keep moving forward. And so I'm definitely, you know what I mean? I surely hope they find this dude, this evil, wicked, nothing of a person dude they need to find. And he needs to be buried under the jail. I don't know what they do in Canada, right? When it comes to that, I don't know. But whatever the worst is, then he deserves the absolute worst. You know what I'm saying? And my boy John is a hero. But they say all heroes, the real heroes, don't wear capes. Well, there was no cape there. And that man was a hero for stepping in and saving a young woman's life. And it unfortunately cost him his life because he was dealing with, you know what I'm saying, somebody who's just pure evil and wickedness. So, man. Yes, it's been a journey. So I wanted to share that with you guys, man. We're going to take a little commercial break real quick. I'm going to come back and leave you with something else. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. We'll be back in a second. Holler at your boy. What up, beautiful people? We back in the building. This is a little segment. I guess I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it. Whatever. We're going to call it Meme Time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll come up with a better jingle. But anyways, I read this in a meme and I feel like it's so important. So I don't want to act like I came up with this or anything like that, but it ties into what I was just talking about to some degree and just life. And I don't know if this dude's name is Mitchell or Mitchell. So I don't want to butcher that. But anyway, it says Mitchell C. Clark. And maybe y'all know, I don't know. He seems like he probably is like a motivational speaker or life coach or something, but I never researched the dude. But anyways, that's not neither here nor there. This is what it says, though. It says, be the person who still tries. After failure, after frustration, after disappointment, after exhaustion, after heartache, be the person who musters up the courage to believe that a new attempt can manifest a new outcome. Be the person who still tries. And I love that. Now, in my humble opinion, I understand saying be the person who still tries. That means keep trying to do it. Like we always talk about it. But there's a part of me that's like, be the person who still does. Right? Still be the person who still does. Be the person who will still do the things. Be the person who still wants to move forward. But I love that it says after failure, after frustration, after disappointment, after exhaustion, after heartache, believe that you can create a new and manifest a new outcome. Because this isn't the outcome. It sucks right now. I'm dealing with a lot right now. Y'all probably dealing with a lot. And that ain't even talking about other stuff that's going on in the world. This is just, you know, singular, isolated events, personal events. But I also understand that being the person that continues to move forward, if something doesn't work, you try something else. So see, there goes the word try. And I can replace that and say, and you do something else, and you do something else, and you do something else. Because some people believe that the word try doesn't exist. You either do or you don't. So it's like, be the person who does. Do the thing, whatever that is. And through the frustrations, the heartache, all of that, those are the things that I was talking about previously when I said, use your pain, use all these things as fuel, right? It's like you got to find or figure out how to use these things to do something more with your energy, right? Because it is easy. I'm telling you, it's easy to just do nothing. And I understand that sometimes we need a break, that sometimes we need to do nothing and be okay with that too, right? I don't think a lot of us are okay with that because we haven't been taught that that's okay, right? We live in a grind. But if you can muster up the courage to believe that new things can manifest with whatever you're doing, then those are just like, even if you stop and you take a break and you have to restart or reset or just you need to detach, it's fine because you know you're going to come back rejuvenated. It's fine because you're going to come back refocused. It's fine because now you have even more energy to put out there in whatever you're doing. And so as hurt as I am right now, all these things are fueling me. And it's like, yo, I got to get back to doing my podcast. Yo, I got to get back to filming these videos and stuff that I was kind of like pushing off or saying, well, I don't feel like it or whatever. It sucks that the messages have to come the way they come, but it ignites this, you know, we all have this internal fire and sometimes it has to be relit. It's lit anyway. But it's like putting logs in a furnace. You're like, man, the fire dying out. You got to throw some more logs in there. You know, and sometimes them logs are going to be the ones that hurt the most. At least in this case currently. And, you know, but you got to keep pushing forward. And so I'm going to. The plan is to at least have one meme. Well, maybe the meme is funny sometimes. Maybe I shouldn't even call it a meme. It's just a message. You know what I'm saying? In meme form, but it's a message. And I typically save messages that resonate with me. And I usually post them on my Instagram, you know, because I hope that if it hit me a certain way, I'm in hopes that it will, you know, hit other people a certain way. And so we shall see. You know what I'm saying? And here's the other thing, and that I'm trying to figure out, right? Because we celebrate people. We do our best to celebrate people when they die, right? And I know there's a new thing of like, give the people their roses while they're here. And I'm a huge fan of that. I absolutely agree. And then I look at like how we come together, like So for my grandma's funeral, right, a whole bunch of people came together. Now, all these people got jobs and stories, or maybe they retired. We all have lives to live, and we're living. But I'm like, how do we make coming together to do something normal without it being caused, or without people coming together because someone passed away? Right? Like, I don't know if it's once a year or something, once a quarter, I don't know. But when I was looking around, I said, look at all these people there, my grandma's house, they helping do this. It was beautiful. Some beautiful people I met. And I'm like, man, we need to do this more while someone's here. I don't know that that's a birthday, so I can't say that because I don't think it's that. But I just feel like there should be some type of life celebration gathering for people who are here now outside of a birthday, where people just make it happen. Because when someone dies, people just make it happen. Oh, can't get there. Can't afford to do that. Can't get the time off. Whatever. And then everybody can make everything happen. I'm like, yo, we missing the boat. This is how it should be, in my humble opinion. I saw some friends, shout out to my boys, that I saw when I was back home, Travis, Dre, JR, and Michael, you know what I mean? I wasn't there for like a reunion, but I, you know, these are guys that I've known since the eighth grade. The eighth grade. We talking a good amount of years ago. And the beautiful thing about friendships, I think genuine friendships need to be honored. Because they allow you to pick up from where you last left off. And it doesn't matter how long it's been, because you're connected, right? I haven't seen my boy Travis in probably 15 years or something close to that. And he just pulled up and met me at my grandma's house while he was, well, let's not put his business out there. Anyways, during his work day. And it was great to just see him and talk for a couple hours. And so I'm a firm believer that true friendships have to be tested, but they survive the silences, they survive the space, and they survive the hiatuses, if you will. They survive the drama. Maybe you guys had a disagreement. Those friendships to me mean the most, because I've had other friendships that want something didn't go someone's way, or they didn't like something I said or did or whatever, then we're just not friends anymore, and we can never be friends. And I'm like, then we wasn't friends to begin with, because the real connections don't die. And I have seen this now in real life. My boy Michael, I don't know when the last time I seen this dude, but I've known him since the eighth grade. He was stationed in Germany one time when I went to Germany to visit, like early 2000s, and we hung out all summer. But he pulled up, and it's like, yo, you just pick up, like, what's up? Da-da-da. Now, we a little bit older now. Brothers are starting to get a little wisdom, you know what I'm saying, the young grays. I'm cool with it. But it's just good to see. So I guess what I'm saying is, I don't even guess. What I'm saying is, we have to start honoring our friendships, because the ones that you could pick up where you left off, man, that is priceless. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, like, yo, I haven't talked to such, and it's just like, so what? My boy Maurice is like that too. Me and this dude don't hardly talk. We don't really text, known since the eighth grade. He pulled up, yo, we in town, bet. And it's just like where it left off. And then we go right back. So I know that I need to be better at keeping in contact with my friends like that. But I'm telling you guys, like, you know, in the midst of people passing away, in the midst of death, there's always, you know, a silver lining. There's always something beautiful that comes from it. And I think that had I just went home to visit on some regular stuff, I would have had to run into these dudes maybe out at a comedy show or something, but like this was way better just to pull up to my aunt's house. And my aunt and my family haven't seen these dudes in forever either, and they know them all. So those are the friendships that you want to keep alive. Those are the friendships where you just understand. But what I'm saying is, how do we then make that a thing? Like, I co-host a retreat in Greece every summer, and I am literally like trying to get my people, and I know I can't get them all, but at least some of them, to just come. Like, yo, come to the retreat. It will change your life, but it'll make, we're already bonded. It will make our bond even deeper. And I understand people got lives, families, jobs, whatever. But don't work so much to where you stop living. You know what I mean? And you know, it's I just cherish stuff more now. And maybe it's because I'm getting older. It's like all these things matter. And if people say they don't matter, they lying. Or they just frauds. You know what I'm saying? Like, when stuff happens, it should put things in perspective where I would imagine that people would try to mend broken friendships and whatever. And sometimes they just broke, and that's just what it's going to be. And accept that too. But put your energy into the ones that aren't broke and see how we could cultivate that into a better celebration of life while we're here. That's all I'm saying. So I appreciate y'all for tuning in, listening to me rant and vent a little bit. You know, I'm gonna keep these podcasts coming. It's just been rough, you guys. So I appreciate y'all being patient and understanding. And, you know what I'm saying, make sure, you know what I'm saying, you tell your people that you love them. Make sure you make that phone call you've been putting off, or send that text message. Do whatever. Just make some time for the people you care about and the people you love. Because as the cliche saying goes, tomorrow's not promised. And so just do the thing. All right, y'all, I'm going to get up out of here. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all follow my Instagram, Arsenal by Kenyatta. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be back to talk about some more stuff. We out of here. Peace, love, and fire ants. Shout out to palm trees. You know how we do.